not only for the workers at RC, but also for the entire Korean-American community. Many of us in the community have been watching this dispute and lending our support for the workers throughout its development. And needless to say, we are very happy to see this outcome. We have been touched and inspired by the workers and Kiwa staffs, as well as many community members' earnest and persistent struggle for justice. We have also learned valuable lessons from this struggle. When people come together to work for justice and for a better community, intelligently, peacefully, and persistently, their goals can be achieved, even if it takes a long time. I believe, at least I hope, that this history will teach both the workers and the businesses in Korean-American community that it is better to conduct ourselves in a civilized, just, and compassionate manner, to act as a united community where all the members get what rightly belongs to them, than to pursue a selfish and greedy path in a divisive and destructive way. I believe we have learned that Korean-American community is not just a community of and for Korean Americans, but for all people of different races, genders, and religions, that Korean community is not an isolated island, that its survival and well-being depend on how it treats all the people who are in a symbiotic relationship with and within its communal life. This is not only a political and strategic victory for the workers, it is truly a spiritual victory for all of us. Congratulations.
Next we'll have Tomas Garcia Martinez, who is worker leader throughout this struggle for last 5 years, and also a class representative to the lawsuit that's being settled yesterday. He has worked at ASI Supermarket, and we'll have Tomas Garcia Martinez. Tomas Garcia Martinez는 지금 그 현재 지금 그 소송의 원고 대표 중에 한 사람이고요. 그리고 아시에서 일했던 분입니다. 그 타마스 씨 나오셔서 그 증언해 주시겠습니다.
Hola, buenos días. Gracias a las comunicaciones que están aquí por haber venido. Hoy es un día importante. Estamos festejando el Día de la Victoria. Estamos contentos, felices de la lucha que empezamos en el 2001. Y estamos aquí para darle a saber a la comunidad y a toda la gente que nos nos acompañó en esta lucha.
Thanks all the media who came. And basically we are here today to celebrate a victory that we started like in 2001, and it's been taking a while, but I'm really happy to celebrate this.
Les voy a comentar un poco de lo que nosotros sufrimos aquí en esta compañía. Cuando yo entré a trabajar en el 2000, había situaciones un poco ásperas. Entonces, las cosas fueron empeorando y hubo problemas, y todo problema tiene que tener una solución. Los problemas.
I just want to share with you a little bit of what I experienced working at the market. I started working there in 2000, and the conditions that we faced were really harsh and difficult. And basically, that's why we started this struggle. But I'm glad that it's coming to an end.
Los problemas eran en general, tanto como para los latinos como para los coreanos, toda la gente que trabajaba en esta compañía. Las cosas se le dijeron al dueño y para que cambiaran. El señor no quiso cambiar las cosas. Él quiso seguir haciendo las cosas, y lo que pasó que nos unimos y tuvimos que poner unas demandas, y eso fue lo que creó grandes problemas para él y para nosotros.
So the conditions that we faced were not only the conditions that Latino workers were submitted to, but also Korean workers faced the same condition. So back when in 2001, we decided to come together and make a change, and basically we filed this lawsuit. It was just a way to kind of try to improve the conditions of the market. And we tried to talk to the owner, but he never listened, and he continued doing all those terrible things.
Con estas demandas que se le pusieron al dueño, queremos demostrarle a toda la gente que trabaja en las compañías que tienen problemas, que sí se puede. Unidos es como sale uno adelante y resuelve uno sus problemas.
So with winning this lawsuit is really significant, and basically what this shows to other workers is that when you come together and you fight in unity, you can make it, and sí se puede.
Quiero darle gracias en nombre de todos nuestros compañeros a Kiwa, a las organizaciones, todas que estuvieron con nosotros, que gracias a ellas, al apoyo que tuvimos de ellas, se pudo solucionar esto.
I just want to say thank you to Kiwa, who have supported us throughout this struggle, and all the other organizations who came and support us, and to all our supporters.
Y darle gracias a todos los sistemas de comunicación, que gracias a ellos se difunde y se le da a saber a la gente.
So I also want to thank to the media who always coming through our events, and throughout you we spread the word to our community. Thank you.
Como les decía, el día de hoy es importante para nosotros. Estamos aquí con la victoria y dándole gracias a Dios que pudimos resolver esto.
Again, we are here to celebrate this victory, but also thanking God that we were able to finalize this.
Y gracias a los abogados que llevaron los problemas que teníamos. Es todo, gracias.
We also gonna thank our lawyers who were really helpful throughout this process, and thanks to you.
We're in front of ASI. We've been here for last 5 years, many different chants, so we should try one. People's United. People United will never be defeated. People United will never be defeated. People United will never be defeated. 감사합니다. Thank you. Next we'll have Antonio Barnabé. Who is a day labor organizer at Chola. It's an organization that had came out in support of workers day in and day out for last 5 years. And Tony personally has been out here on the street with us. Oh, Juana, okay, better. we'll have Juana, also organizer at Chola. Thank you.
Buenas tardes a todos. Yo me siento muy emocionada de este triunfo de Kiwa. Y siempre he dicho, donde hay un ataque a una organización, no es a uno solo, sino a todos.
So I feel really happy about this victory, and I have always said that when one organization is attacked, they're attacking us to all of us.
Porque para, lastimosamente, las organizaciones, todas las organizaciones son sin fines de lucro, no hay fondo para sostener una lucha, mas sin embargo se ha ganado una victoria, y eso es una gran emoción que nosotros estamos compartiendo.
Unfortunately, a lot of organizations don't have a lot of resources. We're not doing our work to make profit, but this is a significant victory because and it's something that we want to celebrate.
Más que nada, en este momento me siento más admirada y respetando más al señor Dani, que ha demostrado la honestidad y la transparencia en las negociaciones, porque muchas negociaciones se pierden en la nada cuando realmente la persona se corrompe en el lapso de las negociaciones.
Just really grateful and really admire Danny, the executive director of Kiwa, because he's been really helpful through these negotiations, and he's been really sticking to his values.
Y eso nos hace a nosotros más fuerte para seguir adelante, Y yo en lo personal, yo amo a todos los verdugos, porque los verdugos nos hacen y nos fortalecen más en nuestro crecimiento para enfrentar una lucha en conjunta.
I also want to say that thank you, and I really admire all the oppressors, because the oppressors are the ones who make us to fight stronger, and that's what it makes us united.
No puedo odiarlos, porque en nosotros los luchadores que estamos haciendo un cambio en la mente, solo sabemos amar y responder con amor las injusticias que ellos nos hacen en el camino de la lucha.
So I don't hate them, basically I love them, because we are social justice fighters, and basically what we fight everything is with love, and that's why we love them.
Y es así como nosotros las organizaciones respondemos con amor, porque con amor se llega a ser más grande. Y una vez más, hay que amar a los verdugos. Bendito los verdugos que nos hacen crecer más y más y hacernos más fuerte en todas nuestras organizaciones. Porque nosotros no nos podemos comparar con sindicatos, con corporaciones de dinero. Nosotros no somos eso. Tan solo somos organizaciones no lucrativas.
Again, I just want to say that we definitely love our oppressors, and even though we don't have a lot of resources as other big companies or unions, but our small organizations are working to make a difference, and that's really important.
Ahora no me queda que decir, sí se puede, sí se puede, sí se puede, sí se puede, sí se puede,
sí se puede.
Next, we have Jim Lafferty, who is the executive director of Los Angeles chapter of National Lawyers Guild. Jim Lafferty 변호사님은 그 미국 변호사 협회 LA 지부의 소장님이십니다. 변호사이시고, 그리고 그 저희가 여기에서 각가지 투쟁을 하는 속에서 수갑도 잡았고, 옷도 찢어지고, 연행될 위기에 항상 처했을 때마다 변호사 협회에서 나오셔서 그런 일들을 잘 해결해 주시고, 그래서 항상 고마움을 받고 있습니다.
That's just a great day. It's a great day. And it is a day of victory for these workers, of course. I just want to say that we're also very proud of the lawyers in this case, of course, because they happen to be members of the National Lawyers Guild. So Bert Voorhees and Trayvon Voorhees, we're proud of them. We're proud that we've had an opportunity to play some very small part in this great victory today. I just want to mention one point that may not have been mentioned. I don't speak Korean, so if it has, I apologize for repeating the point. In terms of how historic this is, I don't know if it's generally understood or not, but the major unions in this town, for decades, have been unwilling to come into Koreatown and try to organize workers. And frankly, as a result of that, the workers in this community have been exploited for a long, long time. So along comes Kiwa and the Immigrant Workers Union with virtually no resources at all, and they decide to try to do what the major unions have been unwilling to do because they thought it could not be done. And that was to win victories for workers' rights in Koreatown. And this lawsuit, which they're announcing today, is just one of a number of victories, and I hope Danny ticked them off for you, a number of victories that the Aussie Market Campaign and Kiwa have achieved over these last 5 years. And to have been out here, as we were in the Lawyers Guild, time after time, and to see the Korean workers marching side by side with the Latino workers, chanting each other's chants in solidarity, to see the community come out and support it as it did. It's now the case that there are workers in supermarkets throughout Koreatown that have benefited, whose working conditions are better today because of what these brave workers did. And I mean brave. They lost their jobs. They were intimidated. They were threatened with arrest. They were threatened with deportation. I've walked into that market with workers as they were fired on the spot for no reason whatsoever except the fact that they supported the effort to have decent working conditions for their brothers and sisters in that market. And after they were fired and had to take other jobs, I've watched them come back to this picket line time and time again, to stand with your brothers and sisters who are still here working here. So this is a great victory. It's a historic victory. And I would hope that the dear and good people of Koreatown would appreciate just what a gift has been given to all of the workers of this community by these brave folks that are standing before you today. Thank you so much.
Today at the press conference, we don't have a Korean worker testimony or speaker. However, it's because they are very welcoming the outcome of this settlement. However, they cannot be here because they're working at the moment. However, if you come to me after the press conference, then I could give you the number to call. They're expecting press to call them to be interviewed over the phone. 그 오늘 지금 한국 노동자들은 여기에 못 참석해 주셨는데 현재 일을 하기 때문입니다. 그런데 그 기자회견 후에 저한테 오시면은 그분들 그 전화번호를 드리겠습니다. 직접 그 통화하셔서 인터뷰를 하셨으면 감사하겠고요. The last speaker we have, and we'll have a lot of questions about the settlement, is Bert Voorhees, who has been the class counsel to this lawsuit on behalf of plaintiffs, the workers, for last 5 years. 다음은 그 Bert Voorhees 변호사, 그 원고 측의 그 변호사로서 노동자들을 지난 5년 동안, 4년 동안 대변해 주신 그 변호사님을 모시겠습니다.
Good morning, buenos dias, annyeonghaseyo. Now I've run out of all the words that I know. This is a great day of victory. And you heard from other people this morning about some of the things that led to that victory. I'm primarily here to answer your questions about the almost $1.5 million settlement money that will be distributed as a result of this settlement. But I don't want people to think that today's story is primarily the story of lawyers or a lawsuit. If anything, we're the tail of this dog. And the real story today is the story of what people can do when they unite. The real story today is the fact that when workers, when people unite, they cannot be defeated so long as they remain united and true to the struggle. That's the story of today. That's a much bigger story in the long run than $1.5 million, as important as that money may be to the people who receive it. And that story began at least as early as 2001. It's the story of a community coming together. You've heard from lots of community organizations this morning. There were others that participated in the struggle that are not here. It's their story, much more than the story of a lawsuit. Beyond that, though, it's the story of a particular organization that was there for these workers, that was there to organize them, that with minimal resources, kept the struggle alive since 2001. But even more than the story of Kiwa and their instrumental, their impact for these workers. It's the story of the workers themselves. It's the story of Tomas and Jacinto and Max and Hongxin Park and many, many other workers who came together. When ASI tried to push them around, tried to intimidate them, they refused to be intimidated. Instead, they united and they fought for their rights. And that fight today has produced not just this $1.5 million settlement, but it's also produced an order that in the long run will work to enforce the rights of all the workers that are currently working at ASI Market. Okay, that said, let me talk a little bit about the settlement. As you've heard several times this morning, the amount of the monetary settlement is $1.475 million. It's easier to say $1.5 million. But that's the actual number. About 45 days from today, claim forms will be mailed out to all of the workers who would be included in the settlement. Basically, if you're a worker, as opposed to a manager, if you're a worker that has worked at ASI Markets at any time from January 24th, 1999, through yesterday, through April 23rd, there's an awfully good chance that you have a claim in this case. If you were a Latino worker or and worked at Aussie during any of that time, you clearly have a claim in this case. If you were a Korean American worker and were not paid overtime wages or were not provided with the 10-minute rest periods that state law mandates, you also have claims in the case. And for all of those people, over $1,056,000 will be paid out when this case is given final approval, will be paid out to those individuals. So people should be looking for claim forms in the mail. If you fit, that is, if you're a worker that is currently working for Aussie or that has worked at Aussie at any time from January 24th, 1999 until now, and have any questions or want to make certain that we have a correct address from you, you should call my office, Trayvern Voorhees, at 626-585-9611. You should ask for Laura Fair at extension 153, and she will be getting information from you. She's also one of the lawyers that's been working on the case with me, and we'll get your address and so forth. I want to turn just briefly to, in addition to the money, this settlement provides for several different things. One, Aussie is required to create new policies and procedures which will protect workers from the kind of discrimination that the Latino workers face here at Aussie Markets. Two, they have to create a complaint procedure which will allow workers to bring grievances about discrimination or wage and hour violations or other things to the attention of management and put that in place. They're required to conduct annual trainings, and these trainings have to be signed off on by us, annual trainings that will train managers in anti-discrimination law and make certain that they are not discriminating against their workers. Because there were real problems, because during virtually the entire time that I've described, no Latino workers were being promoted into management, at this point, all non-entry-level job vacancies and openings will have to be posted in the market so that people can openly compete for those positions, so that Latino workers will have an equal opportunity with their Korean-American counterparts to compete for those jobs. And in addition to all those things, Aussie will have to report on a regular basis about its compliance with these features of the settlement. With all of that said, if there are any questions on the settlement itself, I'd be happy to take them. The final date, there will be a hearing on November 29th, in which about 3 weeks prior to that, on November 9th, we'll be presenting papers to the court in which we explain how the claims process has gone forward, how many responses have been made, and so forth, and we will be asking the judge to issue final approval. On November 29th, if Judge Kuhl agrees with us that this agreement is to be given final approval, all the claims process is done at that point, and the checks will go out in the mail. So before the end of the year, people should be getting checks from this settlement. Other questions? I can see you've got the next question, too. Yes, there's some variation. That it gets a little complicated here. Prior to a certain date, if you were a Latino worker, there are basically two subclasses. There's the group of Latino workers who were subjected to discrimination. There's at least $717,000 set aside to compensate those individuals. If you were a Latino worker and you worked here through September 16th of 2003, and you're bringing claims for some period of time before that, you have two options. You can check a box saying I was discriminated against and I want the minimal amount that I can get from the settlement, in which case you will be issued a check ultimately for $5,000. There are provisions if too many people make claims, that number can come down, but basically your claim will be a $5,000 claim. If you believe that you suffered injuries that ought to be valued at a number greater than that, then you can request a hearing before a special master who's been appointed by the court in this case, and you will meet with her along with any witnesses that you might bring or any documentary evidence you might have for that half hour period, and she will ultimately decide the value of your claim. If you are a Latino worker who worked at OSSI after September 16th of 2003 and you still believe that you were discriminated against, because there's not much evidence that in fact that was going on after that date. There was a pretty high profile given to this place once Kiwa jumped in and once the lawsuit got filed. But if you believe in fact you were discriminated against, then you must check the boxes. It says you'll meet with the special master and she will evaluate whether in fact you were discriminated against in the same kind of a hearing and decide the value of your claim. On the second class, that's the wage and hour class, that class consists almost entirely of the Korean American workers here. There is $339,000 set aside to compensate the members of that class. If you are bringing a claim before a particular date, basically all that will be verified in the process of submitting your documents, OSSI is turning over their work records to the claims administrator, and for every two-week period that you worked at OSSI between January 24th, 1999 and February 1st of 2002, you will receive, if it appears that in fact you worked here during that period, you will receive $200 for that every two-week pay period for which you did not receive overtime. There are a handful of, many of the Korean American workers were given rest period breaks that I talked about before, the 10-minute breaks, but particularly cashiers were not. And if in fact you were not getting your rest period breaks for every two-week period during that time period that you worked here, you would receive $30 for every two-week period. For any claims brought after February 1st, 2002, you will submit evidence about when you worked here and what you were denied. And that will either be looked at by the claims administrator. If it's convincing, the claims administrator will simply give you those same amounts of money I just talked about. Or if the claims administrator believes that, you know, they can't really determine just based on the paper whether or not you were denied overtime or not given rest periods, then he will refer it to the same special master who meets with members of the discrimination class, and she will make the judgment about whether or not in fact you were denied overtime or rest periods and make awards based on that same sort of $200 for every two-week pay period in which you did not receive overtime. More complicated than you really wanted, right? Okay. There's an evaluation that goes on. There's a minimal, if prior to that date in 2003, if you're a member of the discrimination class, you can check a box and you will get $5,000. Although there is, in either of these funds, if more money is awarded than is there, the awards will come down. If less money is awarded than is there, they will go up. If for example, there's money left in the discrimination classes fund when all the awards have been made, but there's not enough money to compensate the overtime claims and the rest period claims, the money pours over from the discrimination class into the wage and hour class fund. So basically, although they're set up in the two funds, they can pour back and forth at each other as needed to attempt to compensate people as fully as possible. I should say the really short version of this is that a lot of the awards that people will apply for are going to be very, very substantial. You do the math. There are not, you know, we know that there are slightly in excess of 200 workers that are covered by this settlement. We suspect there are more out there that may have claims from a more recent time period than 2003, but probably not a lot because they started treating workers in a different way, as I say, as a result of the organizing here and as a result of the lawsuit. You do the math. There's $1,056,000 to be awarded to just over 200 people. People will, you know, stand to get very substantial sums of money. So this is not a claims form when you get it in the mail that you say, oh, it's like a 50-cent coupon to Best Buy. We're talking about the potential for thousands and thousands of dollars here for people who bring claims. So you should definitely be paying attention, looking for those claim forms, as I said, in 45 days or so. Again, any questions, you want to make certain we have your address correctly, you should contact Laura Fair, a lawyer with our office, at 626-585-9611, extension 153.
Any more questions? Yeah.
Yeah, just what's the next step after this, either here at ASI or elsewhere in Koreatown? What's happening?
Danny, I think that's a question for you.
I mean, aside from ASI, this was the campaign when it was launched in year 2001. It was to improve the working condition in supermarkets in Koreatown. Some of the victories that we've recently won starting at 2005 is that in Galleria Market in Koreatown, also HK Market in Koreatown, same owner owns it, and also he owns chain markets in other cities, and that included HK Market in Glendale and Galleria Market in Northridge. Those four supermarkets agreed on living wage, where they would pay more than the minimum wage as a starting point, bottom line. Also, they've agreed upon CPI, which means that every year they would calculate what the cost of living has arisen, and they would apply that to the bottom wage. Most recent was a few months ago with California Market on the Fifth and Western have agreed on better wage than the minimum wage that they're paying. They would be paying dollar more than minimum wage, and as minimum wage goes up, that will follow. And that was somewhat very creative kind of strategy that we have never applied before, so that is something that we foresee that, you know, ASI Market, even though there is this chapter closed, however, they're still behind in terms of how the industry has moved on in terms of treating their workers and working condition. And we foresee that we will be in dialogue with ASI Market's owner, Daniel Rhee, to talk about the improvement of the working condition to catch up or in line with the rest of the industry. Thank you. If there's no other question, I think we could break up for individual interviews. 그러면 그냥 개인들이 나눠서 그 개인 인터뷰를 했으면 좋겠습니다. 마지막으로 El pueblo unidos jamás será vencido. El pueblo unidos jamás será vencido. El pueblo unidos jamás será vencido. 고맙습니다. Thank you.